With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Tropical Storm Debby continues to swirl off the coast of the Carolinas, bringing heavy rains to the region. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says residents should prepare for heavy rains and flooding.
Preparation now means saving lives later. We expect this storm to continue its slow, gradual approach, bringing multiple days of heavy rainfall and the potential for widespread and even severe flash flooding.
Some voluntary evacuations are underway. Six people have died as a result of the storm. Several U.S. personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq, U.S. officials said on Monday, in what has been a recent uptick in strikes on American forces by Iranian-backed militias. Republican Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida tells the Salem Radio Network this White House has not exacted costs on Iran for their proxy attacks on Israel or American troops.
But what we have not done and what this administration refuses to do, whether it's killing our soldiers, injuring them, or attacking Israel with hundreds of drones, is actually make Iran directly pay a price and impose costs on them.
Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance made a campaign stop on Wednesday at a police station in Shelby Township, Michigan. Vance says everyone will be safer if the GOP presidential ticket wins in November.
It's so important for President Trump and I to back the blue and make it possible for our law enforcement officers to do their job rather than Kamala Harris, who wants to make it harder for them to do their job, who wants to defund them, and wants to make it more difficult for them to keep us safe.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq dropping 171. This is SRN News. Christian relief agencies are on alert.
As Tropical Storm Debby plows across the southeast, organizations such as Samaritan's Purse and Baptist Disaster Relief are marshaling volunteers and supplies to bring help wherever it's needed. Baptist Press quotes leaders of Baptist relief groups in Florida and Georgia who say they're waiting to see just what the storm does and where before committing their resources. Immediate relief will include the providing of food and shelter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Harris's selection for a running mate will please the most liberal wing of the Democratic Party. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made his state a bastion of liberal policy. He won the governor's office in 2018, and Democratic control of the legislature has allowed Walz and lawmakers to repeal pro-life laws, promote the LGBT agenda, especially amongst children, and legalize recreational marijuana use. This is SRN News. Another member of the left-wing congressional group known as the Squad has lost a Democratic primary over criticism of Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attack, which killed over 1,200 people.
Incumbent Missouri Representative Cori Bush has been defeated by St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Bell. In June, another Squad member, Representative Jamal Bowman, lost to George Latimer, a pro-Israel centrist. Bell's campaign received a big boost from the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, whose Super Political Action Committee, United Democracy Project, spent $8.5 million to oust Bush. She was targeted after repeated criticism of Israel's military response to the October 7th Hamas attack. Bush responded by saying that the donors behind AIPAC support former President Donald Trump and other Republicans. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.